crack of dawn. The front walk looks like runway lights. It's kind of like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, so you can see that I agree, it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden says the U.S. military will continue to carry out more strikes against Houthi militants in Yemen if the Iranian-backed terror group keeps attacking U.S. ships in the Red Sea. ABC's Martha Raddatz says tensions are rising in the region due to the Israel-Hamas war.
Yemen, just one of the flashpoints in this part of the world, blazing red. Iran and Pakistan now trading fire. And with the war in Gaza raging, tensions between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon grow, while militants attack U.S. forces in Syria and Iraq.
The annual March of Life rally getting underway today in the nation's capital. Participants include House Speaker Mike Johnson. He kicked off the event and called it a celebration of life following the end of Roe v. Wade. More than 1,000 flight cancellations so far today as winter storms deliver another punch to much of the country. Snow and ice again in Oregon and the Northeast getting hit with more snow. This is ABC News. A nonprofit legal organization attempting to reopen the case against Scott Peterson, the California man convicted of killing his wife, Lacey, and their unborn child nearly two decades ago.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project filing a motion stating evidence has been discovered that points to Mr. Peterson's innocence. The motion claims witnesses who saw Lacey the morning she went missing were not properly interviewed. Peterson's trial attorney, Mark Garagos, remembers arguing the case.
There were unbelievable amount of leads and pieces of evidence that pointed everywhere but Scott.
Now 51 years old, Scott Peterson is currently serving a life sentence.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. The cost of medications going up. Drug prices are higher for more than 700 medications, including the popular weight loss drug Ozempic. Drug prices are up in an average of 4.5%. That's slightly less than previous years. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Assembly approved legislation that more clearly defines strip searches in schools. The bill would add to the current law, making it illegal to conduct searches that ask students to strip down to their underwear. The move came after six teenage girls at Suring High School said their superintendent ordered them to strip to their underwear during a search for vaping products in early 2022. However, prosecutors in Oconto County determined the searches didn't violate state law, which defines strip searches as when a person's private parts are uncovered and exposed. Thursday, the Assembly passed the bill, which was already approved in the state Senate. It will now move on to Governor Evers' desk. One of the two convicted in the 2014 Slenderman stabbing of a classmate has again filed a petition to be released from a state mental health facility. Back in 2018, Morgan Geiser was committed to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for 40 years after being found guilty of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, but not guilty due to mental disease or defect. The 21-year-old Geiser previously withdrew petitions for early release from her commitment in 2022 and 2023. Anissa Weyer was also committed in 2017 for the attack. She was granted conditional release in the fall of 2021. Geiser and Weyer were charged in the stabbing when they were both minors. Fond du Lac police took action on a man who tried to set himself on fire. Police said a 40-year-old Outagamie County man poured gasoline on himself late Thursday afternoon. The man was located near a puddle of what police believed to be gasoline. The man then started a fire that spread to his lower extremities. An officer then grabbed the man by his arm, pulled him into a snowbank, and threw snow on him to extinguish the fire. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment of burn injuries. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Increasing clouds throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We have a slight chance of flurries or even some light snow. Highs near 7, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 8 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 10 above. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Boyceville. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Live from the final laps of the week via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Representative G.T. Thompson. Then it's our Friday Berry Brawl with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Tim Barak. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheck from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. Now welcome the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, today's looking good, dude.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got
we
going?
We got a heck of a lineup for the show. It's already zero.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
It's already zero, so I'm guessing we're, you know, we got a chance of getting to double digits today again.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's looking good. A little bit of sun. Filtered sun. Is that a thing?
That's a thing. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. It's probably safer, you know?
Well, yeah, you don't want to step outside and get sunburn on a day like today.
Nobody wants that. No.
No. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. We're at 6 degrees here in the city of Fountains, and yet the fountains have yet to thaw. You know,
well,
it's still a little chilly.
Maybe this next week. We get through the weekend, and there is rain in the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
There are much warmer temperatures. There's even nighttime lows that may not get below freezing.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So
it's dang near corn-growing weather is what it is.
You're right. I think people are probably going to be hooking up the planter sometime middle of next week.
They may want to.
They'll be getting the itch. They'll be getting the itch. You want to talk about some confusion and trying to figure out exactly what is going on with the timing of the farm bill. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it. We had a conversation later yesterday with Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Glenn Thompson from Pennsylvania. And there was optimism growing that the farm bill was going to be taken up sooner rather than later. As you will hear, a lot of that optimism, may have been misplaced. And a little different timeline for the chairman and the chairman's mark and when that bill might move out of his committee and so on. So we'll get to the bottom line of it today in the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, man, let's get started. What do you got?
Well, I've got a USDA daily sale, 297,000 metric tons of beans to China during the 23-24 marketing year, Chip.
Yeah, great news. China's back in. When they get started buying some beans, they typically stick around for a period of time. So hopefully this is the start of a string.
Good deal. Well, the National Weather Service outlook calls for another Arctic air intrusion spreading into much of the central and eastern U.S. Heavy precip moving into much of California for the weekend with heavy snow along the Sierra Nevadas. Significant icing is possible today and early Sunday through the Columbia River Gorge in the Pacific Northwest. Accumulating snows spreading from the Midwest into the Mid-Atlantic. Lake effect snows remain active into Saturday.
Yeah, those old lake effect snows are a real thing again this year, no doubt.
Well, despite the current cold weather and snowfall across much of the country, natural gas prices continue to decline. Currently around 15% lower than a year ago. That's on robust U.S. production and a mild supply overhang. Mild might not be the right word there, Chip. It's keeping a lid on those nat gas prices.
It certainly is.
Ahead of a snowstorm forecast for the D.C. area, the House voted yesterday to approve a continuing resolution that would fund the government through early March. The resolution was sent to President Biden. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, and what they're telling us is if we want Congress to get something done, put snow in the forecast.
We cracked the code.
Exactly. Put snow in the forecast, and they'll get something done 24 hours earlier than what they need to.
Ain't no stopping us now. Mortgage rates this week fell to their lowest level in nearly 8 months. The average rate on the standard 30-year fixed mortgage slid to 6.6%, this according to Freddie Mac. In other economic news, Macy's, the largest department store operator in the United States, has faced a decline in sales. It began during the pandemic as the shift toward online shopping disrupted the retail industry. Macy's says it is set to reduce its workforce by cutting roughly 3.5%. That's about 2,300 workers and change. Cutting roughly 3.5% of its employees as an experienced retail executive is preparing to assume the role of CEO next month. Chip, and I just bring this up. Economic woes continue, bro. There's a shift.
Well, and how often do you have stuff delivered?
Yeah.
We have stuff delivered all the time.
About every other day.
It's just so much easier than going to brick and mortar.
Yep. Well, Chip, a couple here all working against shipping. The Panama Canal Administrator says new cuts to service caused by low water levels projected to cost between $500 and $700 million. To address the low water levels, the Panama Canal will reduce the daily number of ship crossings. The first quarter of the waterway's fiscal year has already seen a 20% decrease in cargo and dramatically fewer ships. Recent attacks by Houthi rebels on cargo ships in the Red Sea have prompted many carriers there to choose the longer and more expensive route around Africa via the Cape of Good Hope for safety. And finally, the Kremlin says there's no chance of reviving the Black Sea grain deal and said that alternative routes for shipping Ukrainian grain carried huge risks. Chip, shipping.
Yeah. Yeah. This feels like 2021 all over again.
It does.
Davis, when we're talking about some of the disruptions that are happening out there and the cost already, $500 million to $700 million. It's just. And that's just because of the low water levels on the Panama Canal. The added cost of going around Africa, of going around South America, of insurance if you decide to go through the Red Sea. My gosh,
crazy
it's incredible.
Stuff.
Yep. Indeed. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's bring in Jennifer Shaik, Farm Journal pork editor. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a nice morning this morning, but boy, it's been a tough 10 days for livestock producers.
It sure has. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said, I feel like I am on a tropical island today because it's like 9 degrees and the sun is out and the wind was down, but it's been tough. And earlier this week, I was talking to several producers from that Western Illinois, kind of around Mercer County, that area, maybe into Warren County a little bit, because I have family back there and the reports that I've heard from my brother-in-law about how much snow they were getting, and how hard it was with calving prompted me to like reach out to some other livestock producers just to see how they were getting along. Sounds like they had nearly 24 inches of snow. But I think the hard part of all that was you add that with the below zero temperatures and the winds, and it was just, it made livestock farming very challenging. And it just struck me how we often, if you don't have livestock and you aren't, and you don't know anything about livestock production, it's so easy for you to lose sight of like how hard that is and how hard they work just to put food on our tables. Yeah. So, you know, on porkbusiness.com, there's a neat story with kind of incredible photos of what these farmers have went through, in the past, you know, 10 days or so. Makes you think a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. And even if you did not get caught in this latest round of winter weather, take a look at this article at porkbusiness.com, because it's going to give you some ideas of things that you should think about for, you know, be prepared when it does hit you. So really good, really good stuff. Hey, thank you so much, Jennifer. Stay warm.
Thank you.
All right. Jennifer Scheich, Farm Journal pork editor. We've got Representative Glenn Thompson, chairman of the House Ag Committee, next.
Get a strong start to your sorghum season with Double Team Sorghum. The Double Team Sorghum cropping solution provides superior post-emergent grass control, giving you clean sorghum fields, reliable yields, and improved profitability. Double Team is powered by the proprietary DT trait and uniquely formulated first-act herbicide for a completely integrated and flexible solution for grass control in sorghum. Visit DoubleTeamSorghum.com to learn how to get cleaner fields and bigger yields.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
When you're planting, having the right scale system on your bulk fill planter or drill pays for itself. Use Point from ScaleTech to verify proper seeding rates and make money-saving adjustments on the fly. Not to mention, monitor your seed supply with pinpoint accuracy. You could guess, but why? Instead of checking your hoppers manually, keep your tractor moving and let Point do the work. Save time and money with Point. Visit ScaleTech.com to learn more.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. It has been a busy week in Congress. One of the busiest guys in the Beltway has been House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. He joins us right now. Mr. Chairman, welcome back to AgriTalk.
Yep, great to be with you. Always appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, so I understand that you've laid out a schedule for consideration of the farm bill. Are we going to see a chairman's mark of the bill by early February?
No, there was some miscommunications. What I had talked about was we would need a three consecutive weeks at whatever point that we can accomplish that. February does not, the congressional schedule in February would not allow that to occur. So that was the miscommunications. We're working hard on this. As you know, we've spent more than 2 years listening to, producers and stakeholders so that we can write policies informed by the very people impacted by it. And we're still waiting. Some of the things that are key are, we really do need to have the Congressional Budget Office complete its financial analysis. They've been really good with a lot of the titles. They're just not completely finished yet. So, but it really comes down to looking, as I'm looking at the schedule, the congressional schedule, we need three consecutive weeks to be able to get this done.
Gotcha. How much of a wrench in the works is the appropriations process? Can you move forward under a continuing resolution, or do you have to wait for the appropriations bills to wrap up?
Well, the goal is later today we will be voting on, within a few hours, actually, about an hour and a half, we'll be voting on the continuing resolutions, which will push to, I think it's still two-tiered, March 1st, March 8th. The good news is AgAprobes is in March 1st. And the commitment, I think, of the speaker, and as I've heard from the Appropriations Committee Chair Granger, is they feel with some confidence that we could have these appropriation bills wrapped up. The key one, obviously, Chip, okay, for us really is that, for me anyways, is AgAprobes. And sure, so I'll be encouraging them to go alphabetical on these appropriation bills.
Yeah, no doubt. How has it been working with Speaker Johnson? Is he encouraging you to push the timeline on the farm bill?
Yeah, it's been outstanding. Speaker Johnson is so supportive. He's voted for past farm bills. He's been supportive on agriculture issues. And personally, he's been very encouraging of me and my leadership. And so I've got a great partner when it comes to actually all of our leadership. Leader Scalise, Whip Emmer, Conference Chair Stefanik. I'm blessed with a leadership team that are all in on this farm bill. And you know what? They recognize how important it is to the country, to food security, to national security, to economic security. Quite frankly, it's, this is, I think in general, the farm bill is seen as one of the most significant bipartisan accomplishments that we can achieve in 118th Congress.
Okay. So when do you think that you might be able to move the bill out of committee then?
Well, a lot that depends on Congressional Budget Office. We are absolutely dependent on them giving us the final estimates and projections. We are expecting here within a couple I don't know if it'll be next week, but sometime soon, the most recent baseline projection and for the farm bill. And that'll be significant. That'll be a very useful piece of information. I have certainly enlisted the speaker and his staff support of joining me and just really encouraging the Congressional Budget Office to provide their full attention to the farm bill.
Okay. Title I funding, making some updates to the reference prices. Senator Stabenow, chair of the Senate Ag Committee, made mention of the need to update the ARC and the PLC. Is that still the biggest hurdle for the overall bill?
Well, it's a significant amount of money, and I certainly believe that we need to do that. How much we can do, and what improvements we'll be able to accomplish, is part of the remaining task of where can we find the financial resources. We, there's no new money available really to invest in the current needs beyond those identified within our jurisdiction. That said, current and future needs cost money, and this farm bill chip, has really come together in a strong bipartisan way in terms of priorities. I would say tripartisan. I like to say that because of the voice of the American producer and processor, as well. And so, how much we're able to accomplish really will be driven by where we can find those additional financial resources. And yes, an update to the Title I is, an appropriate update, a minimal update is a significant amount of money. And I think we want to do more than just a minimal update on under Title I.
Gotcha. Good. There's some creative thoughts going on around Title I. Chairwoman Stabenow sent out a letter to her colleagues. Is it right that she is considering a proposal that would beef up crop insurance but would require row crop farmers, to choose between the subsidized crop insurance and the ARC or the PLC programs?
Well, I'm not sure about her proposal. I mean, she obviously, Senator Stabenow is a good friend, the chairwoman on the Senate sides. She's doing what she feels she needs to do. We're kind of focusing on what we believe is the best way to approach this. Overall, I do think it's important to, one of the things that we could do is when it comes to crop insurance is make it more affordable. And more affordable for everyone. I think it has one of the biggest return on investments. It is probably the number one need, certainly, that I heard, traveling the country over 80 different congressional listening sessions over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And that is to protect and strengthen crop insurance.
Yeah. No question about it. No question. I want to switch gears on you just a bit here. The General Accountability Office released a report on Thursday in response to a request that you made in the fall of 2022 asking about foreign investment and ownership in U.S. farmland. What did you learn from that report?
Well, under the title of Better Late Than Never, I guess, because it was just really on it. Now, the last couple months, their draft was done, but they were running it through the different agencies to get some final tune. So I appreciate the comprehensiveness of the process they went through. But yeah, I was proud to join with House Committee on Oversight and Accountability Chairman Jamie Comer, and I think we had over 128 of our colleagues that joined us in requesting really a study looking at the foreign investment in U.S. farmland and its impact on national security, trade, and food security, just as important as those other two. So we're combing through that report. I'm looking forward to hosting chairing a hearing on this title so that we can provide some transparency to this. I appreciate the hard work that the Government Accounting Organization went through, and now we want to use this, because there's obviously what it reflected was, growing foreign ownership of U.S. farmland, particularly by China, though, this was not the first rodeo on this issue. Right. My understanding is back in the 80s, it was Japan that was, an island nation, high population density, that was buying up some agriculture assets in the United States. And at that point, a lot of states, including my home state of Pennsylvania, I know South Dakota did this. They put limitations on at that point. And so this is where we'll pick up the ball and look at how do we safeguard our farmland and our food supply. And I do think it's going to take a whole of government approach.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will. When we talk about issues as important as food security and national security, it better take the whole of government approach to it. Chairman Thompson, thank you so much for your time. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much. It's just always an honor and a privilege to catch up with you. Thanks for being a great voice for America's number one industry, agriculture.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. That is Glenn G.G. Thompson, Chairman of the House Ag Committee. We've got the free-for-all up next.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold Herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at TrifoldInAction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov for...
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk up 12 to 1577, March up 6 to 1611, April down 4 to 1676. May milk down 2 at 1750. Meanwhile, in the livestock markets, live and feeder cattle markets, both moving mostly lower. They're trading in a narrow trading range as the trade focuses on price adjustments in front of the weekend break and the afternoon cattle on feed report. Hog futures have also been generally quiet through the day, again trading in a very, very narrow trading range as the market stabilizes from all of the recent volatility. February live cattle down 32 cents to 174.50. January feeder cattle down 92 cents to 230. February hogs down 37 cents to 70.72. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher as the markets ease off of some of the oversold conditions. A lot of spread trade as well. Now, poor weather is starting to ease consumption of ethanol. And poor weather, though, once that starts to break, that could find more support, especially for driving demand. That is helping to support the corn markets. Again, soybeans and wheat, a lot of short covering happening in the markets today. New crop corn now steady at 475 and three quarters. New crop beans up 1 1/4 to 1192 and a half. Chicago wheat March now up 8 1/4 to 593 and three quarters. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
The legislators or the CBO?
Are the CBO? No, the legislatures. Are the CBO modifies it, because if it's scoring, you know they have to keep modifying their proposal.
How much bias can they put in that of their own? Do you have, can they do that at all?
Well, they'll say, most everybody will say they're a nonpartisan. But, you know, that's just human beings. I think all in all, they try to be as nonpartisan as they can be because they're economists, you know, and just like USDA statisticians on a survey, they want to do their best job in estimating a crop. I would hope that the CBO analysts are the same way. They yeah. want to have a bona fide reflective analysis of proposals, but there's always some, you know, subjectivity involved.
Jim, I think it's important to remind everyone that there's been a change in leadership at CBO, right?
And even in agriculture, you had, and I know the people, knew the people quite well, you had ag-oriented people who were there for 30 years, Chip. They retired.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the brain drain, it takes a while to get up to speed. And I'm not chastising CBO, but that's just reality.
Yeah.
So, and you throw up some of these proposals late in the game, it takes time to go through the impacts there. So yeah. I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, Jim, on this proposal from Stabenow, you know, crop insurance or safety net program, the House leadership and Chairman Thompson in particular, he's not going to go for that, is he?
Absolutely not. I wished he kind of would have been forceful against it because history clearly shows, Chip, and we've got the line from an analyst and pro farmer, crop insurance is not designed to handle every peril that a farmer faces. They can't handle multiple years of depressed prices. That's what the Title I program was designed to do. And the more you put on crop insurance, if you do, then the more the anti-farm program zealots will come after that program, and we know crop insurance works. So you don't want to be too tilted for one program.
Yep, yep. And like Tim said, you get into a year where you put, the average of December corn futures in February, November bean futures in February, if that is a quote-unquote low price, all right, below the cost of production, then there's no safety net.
Absolutely.
Then it gets real dicey. So.
Yeah, let's hope that they don't make a fundamental mistake here. And I don't think that they will. I just think this is a funding exercise that probably Stabenow even knows that on the floor this would never be approved. Maybe not even in the Senate, but I'll guarantee you not in the House.
Right. Okay. All right, I want to switch gears and free-for-all today. We've got Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, Tim Barak from Northeast Iowa. We've got a couple of issues that Tim is bringing to the table that I want to talk about next. We've got an update on some things happening at Clear Flame, and let's talk a little bit of ethanol to jet, too.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Get a strong start to your sorghum season with Double Team Sorghum. The Double Team Sorghum cropping solution provides superior post-emergent grass control, giving you clean sorghum fields, reliable yields, and improved profitability. Double Team is powered by the proprietary DT trait and uniquely formulated First Act herbicide for a completely integrated and flexible solution for grass control in sorghum. Visit DoubleTeamSorghum.com to learn how to get cleaner fields and bigger yields.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65.
Gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the Free For All. We've got me, Davis Michelson, Jim Wiesmeyer and Tim Burak here on the Free For All this morning, wrapping up a week. Tim, something that you brought my attention to a few years ago now, and we've been trying to keep up with everything that they are doing and the research that they're doing at Clear Flame is it's interesting technology in that they are taking diesel engines and running them on, is it 100% ethanol, Tim?
Yes.
And they're making great progress with great testing results, aren't they?
Yeah, and I just, you know, this was just put out this week that they've had four trucks on running testing, but now Vanderhaegs, a large trucking firm, has bought the first one that they're going to use to run between all their Lurdo locations. And what they found out was they're reducing fuel costs 50%, which is a big deal if you run a lot of miles. You know, yeah. Go down to ethanol at $2.30 a gallon versus diesel fuel at $4.50. That's a hell of a savings.
Yep. And
so
the
this
truck
is
performs.
Here's the exciting part of this, though, Chip.
Yeah.
So if this technology is, if we can implement that in the nation, and we can capture just 3% of the diesel fuel market using 100% ethanol, that's a billion bushels of corn.
Oh,
and
geez.
that's a remarkable number at 3%, and what something that would be just fantastic.
Holy smokes, 3% of the heavy truck. If we can get 3% of the heavy truck market over to burning that or using the Clear Flame technology, another billion bushels of corn demand for ethanol. That's an amazing stat there. Jim, on this same topic, I'll admit a couple of weeks ago when you mentioned this, I was kind of like, oh, come on. But I've looked into it some more. You're right. The hybrids are gaining all kinds of traction.
Yeah. When the conservatives in my own family start buying hybrid cars, that was my first indication because they've been deniers, but they're buying them. They're buying a Honda, Toyota hybrids, etc. And I can see it to my friends out here. It's a good bridge, if nothing else. It gives you the best of both.
You know, I've said this before. I've rented Toyota hybrids, and I've, you know, was excited. I want to see how this works. There must be a new level of technology that's coming in these, the new hybrids, because the amount of time that the Toyotas that I've driven, the Toyota hybrids that I've driven, the amount of time that they spend on running on battery is unbelievably low. It like backs you out of the parking spot, and when you put it in drive, the gas motor turns on.
Yes. And if the battery does go out, sometimes you got to pay, what, $4,000. I've talked to a number of people. They just don't replace the battery. They just use, you know, the gas power. And it still gives them pretty good miles per gallon.
Sure.
That's where you see it. But I want to go back to...
Yeah, it's an efficient gas unit.
Yes. I want to go back to underscore what Tim said. When I was in Farm Credit, Illinois, yesterday in Effingham, Illinois, great meeting, great farmers there. I told them, don't get too down with the downturn in prices, because innovation in agriculture has always been one of our keys. And this is another example, potential example of how corn can rebrand, get ahead in the industrial revolution that's going on. So this is good, positive news for the future.
Yeah, yeah. Part of that revolution, Tim. And again, kudos to you for putting it on my radar a long time ago, keeping it there, is the ethanol to jet. What's the latest that you've heard? You were at a Lanza jet presentation recently?
Saw that yesterday. Here's what took place. A local Pioneer dealer decided he wanted to educate his customers on what's coming in the future on renewables.
Nice.
So he had a presentation on renewable diesel, and he had a presentation on from LanzaJet. LanzaJet is next week is going to open their first 10 million gallon ethanol to jet plant in Georgia. And okay. It's remarkable technology. It's going to be a pilot plant. You know, they're going to proof everything that they think they know and learn a lot more from it. And, you know, with just the domestic market alone of 33 billion gallons for airlines, commercial airlines, it's got huge potential for the future. But it's also got the huge downside. They talk about everything we do is based on our carbon index scores. Everything. Sustainable aviation fuel is, you know, has to have a low carbon index score. And to get that, it has to have a low feedstock. And they said today, ethanol from the U.S. does not meet that carbon index score that they have to have. So they're bringing it in from Brazil. Now, here's the interesting part. In the meeting was a manager of a 200 million gallon ethanol plant. And we got into the discussion of, he said, my boss is going to be at this grand opening next week in Georgia. But we've been studying how can we meet the needs to fill this plant with U.S. ethanol. And he said, we're trying all kinds of small things. But the one thing that'll get us there is carbon capture technology, which today would be the CO2 pipeline that is being proposed. And if we can hook up to that, we immediately drop 30 points and we meet their requirements.
Wow.
And here's the other amazing thing. The 60 people in the room, almost no one understands carbon index and what's going on yet. This is all news to them.
Yep. There's still a steep curved climb on understanding what this all means and the potential of it all. And the projects that are already underway. Good stuff. Thank you so much for that update there, Tim. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
You
for
bet.
On today.
You bet. That's Tim Barak, Northeast Iowa. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. All right. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Davis is going to be back this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Scott Davis from Bullpen Trading.
There I was, driving along when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of